Today's fun COVID announcement as the nation gathers at 4 p.m. concerns this traffic light system. Of course, starts Friday. Can you believe it? But today you're going to find out what colour your region's in. We already know a couple of things. One, Auckland will be in red. And two, no one will be in green. Now, the Whanganui Mayor Hamish McDowell is with us on this one. Hamish, good morning to you.
G'day, Mike.
Red?
Oh, look, I think so. That's the chatter that's going around, and our vaccination rates have tanked a little bit. So I feel we'll start off at red.
So we'll give you red. What do you make of that? Is that good, or it is what it is?
Oh, look, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not going to pretend it's not disappointing, but really when we're talking about the community's health and if people aren't getting vaccinated and people have been non-compliant, then you've got to go, well, we've just got to take red for what it is and work through it.
Have you got any insight into the community as to what that will mean for business, whether they can open and do proper business or whether they really need to be in orange?
Oh, look, I think business will cope. Business in Whanganui did really well at level three, and you know, and we're at level two at the moment, and has thrived here. So they'll cope, although, I mean, I think they understand that it's about the health of the community, and if employees get COVID and they all have to isolate, you've got a household of workers who are isolating, it makes it pretty hard to build buildings or sell stuff.
For some people, the unvaccinated, life's actually going to get a little bit harder this Friday because level two going to red is actually a reduction in freedoms for some people.
Yeah, indeed. No, that's correct, and that's why it's disappointing. And it's disappointing, I think, that look, there are several different types of people who aren't getting vaccinated. Some are just really hard to reach people. So I talked to a builder the other day. I said, oh, no, I'm fine. I never get the flu. I won't catch it. And I just thought that was really blithe. Then you've got people who are the principled stand, and it might be individuals asserting their individuality, which all power to them, but it puts the community at risk, or church groups.
Yeah.
And then the last section of those who are just scared because they've read misinformation. So we'll never penetrate some of those groups, but little by little, the district health was doing a great job, and I'm sure we'll get to orange soon.
Well, I hope so. Hamish, appreciate your time. Go well with it. Hamish McDowell, who's the Whanganui Mayor. Whanganui currently on 78%. Tarawhiti is another region that hasn't set the world on fire with big jab rates, so we assume it's heading to red as well. They're at, 76% double jab this morning. The Gisborne Mayor, Rahit Stoltz, is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. We're at 86 first jabs and 75 second jabs. I haven't received the Super Vax Sunday numbers yet, so we're getting there. Slowly, but certainly we're getting there.
Are you disappointed you'll be in red? Probably.
It is disappointing because we all would have wanted to be at 90% now, but we've seen some momentum. We're really, really trying to get into those hard-to-reach places, taking the vaccines up the coast. People sometimes forget Gisborne is not just the city. This morning I'll be hopping in my car and I'll drive 3.5 hours north and I'm still in the Tairawhiti region.
Yeah.
Small little settlement, so it's a big area to reach, but our teams are trying their best and really trying to take the vaccine to the people.
Here's your problem. Rhythm and Vines and Red is off. Tourism is largely affected. Does that bother you?
Yes, well, we all want the summer we always have. So the fact that we will be moving into red today will bring some limitations, just like Hamish said earlier. But at the end of the day, my main focus is get as many people in the Tairawhiti region vaccinated, because then slowly we can move into orange, move into green, and live the life we deserve.
All right, go well with it. Appreciate it. Rahit Stoltz, who is the Gisborne Mayor, with us this morning.